Alaska senators honored veterans in Washington today and last night were part of a successful effort to pass legislation aimed at getting more veterans jobs. There are an estimated 240,000 unemployed vets from the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. APRN's Libby Casey reports.
On the eve of Veterans Day, the U.S. Senate passed legislation to get veterans more job training and encourage businesses to hire them. Yesterday's unanimous vote was a rare display of bipartisanship in Congress and the first piece of President Obama's jobs package to get approval. The Vow to Hire Heroes Act provides new tax credits of up to $5,600 to companies that hire unemployed veterans and up to $9,600 in credits for hiring disabled vets who've been out of work for at least half a year. It also improves or puts into place career counseling and job training for troops transitioning to civilian life and lets them apply for jobs in the federal government before they leave service. Alaska senators were both pushing for the changes before President Obama incorporated them into his jobs plan. Democrat Mark Begich.
With 12% or more unemployed within the veterans community, an enormous amount, one out of four Iraqi, Afghanistan veterans unemployed, we have to do something to help get folks back to work.
The bill requires the government to do studies comparing military skills with the civilian world, which could help vets prove they're qualified to hold jobs similar to what they did in the service. Senator Begich recently heard from an Alaskan who was a skilled combat zone medic, but here at home was considered qualified only to drive an ambulance. Begich says this is just one way Congress can help veterans who face not only high unemployment rates, but emotional and psychological challenges transitioning out of the war zone and high suicide rates as well.
When you're a veteran, you come back and there's no job, you're unable to provide for your family. It adds to the stress, which of course gets to a lot of other issues, which could end up with individuals doing harm to themselves or others. So in a lot of ways, this is an important piece, but not the only piece.
The Veterans Employment Bill is expected to pass the House and would become the only piece of the president's jobs plan to gain traction in the divided Congress. The Senate's work prevented Begich and Murkowski from heading home, but they spent the day attending events in Washington honoring veterans, and both launched projects reaching out to Alaska's men and women who've served. Senator Murkowski attended a ceremony at the Vietnam Women's Veterans Memorial and volunteered alongside retired General Stanley McChrystal with Habitat for Humanity in an effort that brings together military and civilian communities. She's also launching a Soldier Spotlight project. It's in collaboration with the Library of Congress's ongoing Veterans History Project. Murkowski's office will highlight an Alaskan veteran each month, posting online a biography and interview. Senator Murkowski says it's designed to honor and bring attention to service members and learn from their stories. Senator Begich is also creating an online platform for veterans. His office opened today, a Heroes Hub, on his website. It's a clearinghouse of contacts and information for veterans on everything from health benefits to finding jobs. Senator Begich says it's also a place to create community.
It will be really a service center where veterans can go to, active military can go to, see what benefits and services they can get access to. But also another piece, which I think is a very exciting piece, is it will be an opportunity for people to tell us about their veteran, their hero out there, their Alaska hero. So it's really engaging Alaskans and being part of this bigger family, which is the Alaska Veterans family.
Today, Senator Begich and his family visited Arlington National Cemetery to lay a wreath at the grave of Alaskan Ronald Hemingway, who was born in Cordova, attended Wasilla High School and the University of Alaska Fairbanks, and was killed on September 11, 2001, in the attack on the Pentagon. Begich expected the visit to Arlington to be particularly poignant this year for his family, who recently lost its own veteran, Begich's father-in-law, a former Army colonel. The only veteran on Alaska's congressional delegation, Representative Don Young, did not attend Veterans Day events because he was traveling, according to his office. He put out a statement last night commending service members and calling on Congress not to make budget cuts that hurt them. Young served in the U.S. Army's 41st Tank Battalion in the 1950s. In Washington, I'm Libby Casey.